And now, begin secret underground internet-only transmission, podcasting from O'Hare International Airport. This is another edition of Outside the Loop Radio, Chicago's almost above ground audio magazine.
Yes, this is Outside the Loop Radio, Chicago's almost above ground audio magazine, show number 20 here on the program, we're podcasting, aren't we?
Get it right, man, get it right.
Sorry, we are podcasting exclusively from OutsideTheLoopRadio.com because as of yet, nobody has put us on the radio. How are you? I'm Mike Steven.
I'm Andy Herman.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. I'm a little perturbed right now.
You're a little perturbed?
Yeah. Where were you yesterday?
Well, you know, I'm sorry I wasn't here.
I was waiting in the booth. I lugged it all the way to where we agreed to meet.
Uh-huh.
I started the show. I thought maybe you were hiding in the corner of the booth somewhere. But I don't know. I couldn't find you, and I didn't hear from you.
This was a rough week. I mean, on so many levels because, A, of course, the Chicago Bears were defeated in Super Bowl 41 by the Colts, and that hurts. It burns. It's a very painful thing for me.
I truly felt for you. I felt, I don't know, empathy.
Empathy?
Yeah.
Sympathy?
Sympathy and empathy.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, why is that?
Because I know how much you were looking forward to this.
Where was the phone call, dude? You didn't call.
Dude, because I figured you were half in the bag and crying in the corner somewhere. Am I wrong?
Well, you're not too far off.
You were fully in the bag.
Right.
Okay.
We'll get to that a little later on. I took a recorder with me to Washington, D.C. So that's another thing. I was in Washington, D.C. for the Super Bowl, and I had to find a place to watch the game, and that was a whole ordeal. But I took some recording equipment with me to our nation's capital, and I chronicled the events out there of me trying to find a place to watch the game, and then when I was watching the game itself. I was with DJ Goldie G, DJ Fresh G Goldie.
I like that guy.
Yeah,
that guy's cool.
He's the guy that cut our promo for Outside the Loop Radio. That song that you just heard was our theme song.
Right.
What did I call it?
A promo.
I called it a promo?
Yeah, I cut the promo yesterday because you didn't show up.
Oh.
DJ See, Goldie D is the genius
It's
behind.
DJ Goldie G.
Goldie G.
Are we drunk right now? What's going on? My God.
No, but he's the genius behind the OTL theme music.
Yes, and he does some other music as well. But he was out there with me, so he was kind of like my wingman.
Okay.
And he makes an appearance.
So he was my replacement.
Right, okay. More or less. I have to have the side guy.
Yeah.
I have to have a producer all the time in real life, in daily life.
Someone to produce your life.
I need a producer.
I believe that.
It's true.
I've been out with you in public. You need help.
I couldn't even pack my bag when I was going to Washington. I had to ask Jenny. I'm like, Jenny, I need help.
Help me, Jenny.
Be the producer of me packing my bag.
I'm a child.
Really?
Please
She's like,
me.
Well, here we go, Mikey. Here's how it's going to happen. Fold your pants, roll up your socks, tuck them into the suitcase. Very good.
That girl's a saint.
She really is. Oh, you have no idea. Anyway, so it was a rough week. And I the bottom line, it made everything worse when I got stuck in Washington because the weather was so bad here in Chicago that they weren't letting any flights into O'Hare, and I had to spend an extra day in Washington, D.C. So now, that's where I was.
Did you sleep in the airport?
I did not sleep in the airport. We got a hotel.
Did the airline give you the hotel
room?
No,
they did not.
No.
United, thank you very much.
Oh,
you did
no.
not. And they kind of screwed us, too.
Really?
Yeah, we were supposed
cool.
to fly out. And we went standby on the flight before us,
mm-hmm.
and they said the plane was full. They're not letting any more passengers in. So then they closed the door to the jetway, the ramp onto the plane. And so we're standing there, and then all of a sudden they opened it up, and like they let 8 people in, and they closed it again. And
Dude.
Then the plane just pushed off, pushed back, and was out.
Did they have tickets for that flight?
We don't know. They didn't even scan the tickets. So they don't know who was on the flight.
That doesn't sound like it's on
yeah,
the level.
Above board, right.
Yeah.
No, it's a little, I think, illegal.
Dude.
So then we were stranded there. They said our flight was canceled, the one we were supposed to be on, and they did not pay for accommodations. So United Airlines.
Well done.
Thank you very much. I guess they'll probably withdraw their sponsorship to Outside the Loop Radio.
Yeah, I was in the works on a great deal, so thank you for blowing that.
The friendly skies, baby, here on the friendly internet waves, internet radio waves of Outside the Loop Radio.
Are they waves?
I don't even know what they are. Signal.
I think they're bits and bytes.
They could. Well, the sound waves. Sound waves when they come out of the speakers.
True.
Anyway, I'm glad we had this conversation, Andy. Thank you very much. It was scintillating for all who are listening right now. Hey, what's coming up later in the program? I kind of alluded to what was coming up with the Bears stuff, right? We're doing that, my Bears.
We're doing that.
My Bears check-in. My Bears audio from Washington.
Yes.
Which I put together.
I can't wait to hear that, by the
way. Yeah, it's stellar.
And I have something you cannot wait to hear. I had an extra day to put together a Mike Can't Be Alone segment.
Oh, God. You're bringing this back?
This will be version number two, episode number two of that.
That's fantastic. That's
another,
why...
Another work of genius.
That's why people tune in, my friend, to this podcast. I don't even know. What are we starting off with? Oh, yeah. I'm off my game. I'm off my game. The Bears lost. I've been in D.C. for a week. I'm very tired. I'm groggy, cranky, Krankelstein. I'm just...
You look good, though. You pull it together.
Thank you. We should hang out sometime.
Let's do that.
You know, by the way, we didn't say where we're podcasting from.
Yeah, thanks to you, I had to rush out with the booth to O'Hare Airport.
So that's where we are right now. We are at O'Hare International Airport. We're at the United Terminal. We've set up the booth right here in the middle of the terminal.
I don't know how we got this through security.
They cleared it. They cleared it. It's all good.
They didn't check my ticket.
I'm really surprised. That's very shocking. Well, anyway, all right, we're here at O'Hare. That's where we're podcasting from. Each week we take the soundproof booth to a different area of Chicagoland, and we podcast. So this week, because of me, we are at O'Hare International Airport in the United Terminal.
And a day late on the podcast.
Yes, we are. Usually we come out every Thursday. This week we're coming out Friday. But anyway, we've got a great show. We'll start off the program with something that's really cool that's happening here in Chicago this weekend. And it is happening in the Wicker Park area. If you're into arts in Chicago, listen up, because it's another fantastic festival called Around the Coyote. One of the reasons why I love Chicago so much is that no matter where you go, all these different neighborhoods, all the people you talk to, there's always some sort of art going on. And there are so many different artists, be it visual art, audio art, all kinds of different art in Chicago. And it's really great to, you know, be a part of that community.
Yeah, it really makes the town a nice place to live.
And the thing is, it's not all mainstream. A lot of it's different, and there's a lot of interesting stuff out there, stuff that you normally wouldn't think of when you say the word art. You know, we always think of the Mona Lisas of the world, but there's so much stuff going on here in Chicago, and really so many artists. We have a very large artist community here in the city. There are a lot of arts festivals, but one of the longest-standing arts festivals here in Chicago is a festival called Around the Coyote. You can go to aroundthecoyote.org for more information. Allison Stites is the executive director of Around the Coyote, and she is here on the phone with us. Allison, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
This organization, Around the Coyote, sort of give us an overview of where it came from. Because, like I said, this has been around for just so many years, right?
Yeah, this is our 18th year. And we really started out as sort of just a kind of a loose free-for-all festival. There were over 800 artists that would participate, and it just sort of took over the streets of Wicker Park. And over the years, we've really grown into a much more sort of organized, curated festival, as well as an art gallery that has monthly exhibitions, and we do after-school art programming for kids in Wicker Park. So we've really sort of expanded what we do quite a bit and become much more of a organized organization, if you will.
Yeah, it sounds pretty loose back there. It sounds like you guys are having a party in the background.
Yeah, we're getting ready for our opening party.
Well, you guys, that's probably a good thing that you guys are having a party right now, and you deserve it because coming up this weekend is the Winter Arts Festival. Tell us about this.
Yeah, we're expecting anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 people to come to the neighborhood. We have about 150 different artists, 10 theater performances, 15 different film screenings, 25 music performances, 15 literary readings. So it's really a free-for-all kind of, you know, you can jump from visual artists to go and see a band, to go back to see some theater, and back to the visual art. There's a day pass that's only $10, and that gets you programming from 11 a.m. till 2 a.m., and you can really just pack your weekend full of art and food and drink, and just, it's a great time.
It's really cool because, like you said, I love the idea of going from, you know, visual art to going to see a band and then going to see some paintings or what have you. It's a really a very cool collection of different kinds of art.
Yeah. It's really a cross-section of everything that's going on in Chicago right now, and sort of the best of what's happening in the emerging arts, everything from music to painting to sculpture.
Well, who's being featured? Is it strictly local artists?
In the Winter Festival, it predominantly is Chicago-based artists. You know, there are artists from elsewhere in the Midwest, like Milwaukee, and we have artists from New York, actually, too. But for the most part, I would say 90% of the artists are from Chicago. And our Fall Festival, which is in early September, is a little bit more diverse in terms of we have a lot more European artists and things that are involved in that festival. But this one's mostly Chicago artists.
And you said that you guys focus in Wicker Park. That's where the organization is based. Where do these festivals take place? Where's the one happening this weekend?
It's all over Wicker Park. We have, I think, 6 different venues. It's pretty much centered around the Flatiron Arts Building at 1579 North Milwaukee. And that's one of our major visual art venues. And then we also have another one at the Preferred Loft, 1552 North Milwaukee. And it kind of continues down Milwaukee Avenue from there.
Well, Wicker Park is known throughout the city as a very, I guess now trendy neighborhood. But a lot of artists and musicians typically have lived in Wicker Park over the years. Was that sort of a natural home for you guys? You know, I don't know if you started out there, but where you are now, it seems like you guys would fit in well with that community.
Yeah, well, we did start here, and it really was a very organic start. Our name comes from the building that's nicknamed the Coyote Tower, which is the tallest building in Wicker Park, and really what Around the Coyote started as is a group of artists getting together around the Coyote, meaning the Coyote Tower. So it's very much an organic neighborhood-based organization, and while we've grown, you know, a little bit past our Wicker Park borders, we still are very focused on Wicker Park and the health of this community.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the artist community in Chicago, in Wicker Park and beyond the borders of Wicker Park. If you talk to some artists, I think some people would say, you know, it's a really tightly woven community. Others might say maybe it's a little clicky, but I want to get your take on it. You are involved in the arts community in this city. What's the status of art and artists in Chicago?
I think it's really a very healthy community. I think, like no other city that I've worked in as a curator, Chicago really worked together in terms of the galleries and the artists and all sort of pitching in and sharing their resources and just working well together. So I think it's a really healthy emerging art community. I'd love to see more galleries that focus strictly on emerging art and more opportunity for artists, which is a real focus for Around the Coyote, is providing professional opportunities for emerging artists. But I think it's unique and definitely growing and vibrant. And I wouldn't say that it's, I think there are times when it does feel a little insular. And I think it struck me when I moved here from New York a couple years ago, and it struck me how many galleries and how all the museums have multiple shows per year of strictly Chicago artists. And I think that's it's a good thing and it's a bad thing. So one of the things that I've wanted to do here at Coyote is find ways that we can reach out to artists from other continents and other cities and sort of make it much more of a diverse dialogue that's happening. So I think that's the trend. It's just sort of, it's something we're all working on together.
Well, art, traditionally, if you're an artist,
I mean, I would say you're probably not going to make a whole lot of money if that's all you're doing. And that's unfortunate because a lot of artists really struggle to get by. But how difficult is it to live on one's art and to break into the art scene?
Oh, it's really difficult. I think it's one of the hardest career paths one could choose. And you really have to, especially now more than ever, you really have to be, to think of it as running your own small business and be very savvy about the market and how you position yourself and, you know, all of your contracts and all that kind of thing has to be, artists have to be much more aware of that than they ever were before. I think it's incredibly hard, and it another thing that Coyote is trying to position ourselves as is a organization that it's not about who you know or you know who your friends are. It's about the work, and that's how you get shown and you get exhibited. And there's less of that intermediary of the gallery system and the art market and sort of the hype of it all. So, but I think that's a really hard thing to break into and break free of. It's definitely a who you know kind of club.
Well, you work with all these artists and in the artistic community. How did you get involved? Are you an artist yourself?
I've painted. Since I've become an arts administrator, it's hard for me to really say I'm a painter, since I barely feel like I have enough time to do that at all. But what I've done in the past is I started my career in New York and was running a gallery called Franklin Parish Gallery in Midtown Manhattan, and then became head curator at an emerging art gallery in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. And then my husband and I decided to move out to Chicago, and I decided at that point that I really wanted to get into the nonprofit art scene because I was sort of had my fill of the rat race of trying to sell art. So that's where I came to Coyote.
Well, Around the Coyote is happening this weekend, the Around the Coyote Winter Arts Fest. You can go to aroundthecoyote.org to check out all the information and times and everything else. And it's going on this weekend, so be sure to check that out. Head on down to Wicker Park and to see some of the great artists that are out there in the Chicago artistic community. Allison Stites is the executive director of Around the Coyote. Allison, thanks for joining us on Outside the Loop.
Thank you so much for having me.
Find more information at aroundthecoyote.org.
Yeah, it's a really cool festival. If you've never seen it, be sure to go check it out. You will have a great time and be amazed at all of the great local talent that we have here in this great city of Chicago.
And speaking of local talent.
Yeah, that's a great segue into, oh my God, no. What are you talking about?
The talent pool we have at Outside the Loop Radio, consisting mainly of The Voice. Mike Steven.
You're in there too. Don't sell
too.
Yourself short.
I know, but you've got the golden pipes, man. And I get to hear them on a daily basis.
Yeah, and you take it to bed. You take your iPod to bed, don't you?
I do.
It's a little twisted, but I'll take it. That's
fine. Yeah, I mean, I have recorded Mike Steven. I have Mike Steven I hang out with. And I have Mike Steven on my phone constantly.
Which one do you like the best?
I like the Mike Steven in person. He's so wacky and spontaneous. He's good times guy.
Yeah, you know? Right. Imagine if we snuck booze into our little recording sessions here, which, by the way, you know, people have asked us, do you guys drink when you do this? And we, honest to God, we do not. We have never had one drop of alcohol when we put this together.
No, we've got to be careful with the booth.
So this segment coming up is the brainchild of the co-host of this show and its executive producer, Andy Herman, and this segment is called
Mike Can't Be Alone.
And what's it all about?
It's inspired by your constant phone calls to me, and I'm sure you call everyone else you know too, because you can't be alone.
So that's your theory.
You're in the car.
Uh-huh.
I think it's beyond theory. I think it's fact.
And this is the evidence that's going to back up
right. What
you're saying.
Right. We did this a while ago, a few episodes ago. I forget which one it was, but it was genius.
And this
I sliced up your phone calls because whenever you're alone, you seem to call me.
This segment is called again
Mike Can't Be Alone.
To listen to your messages, press 1.
Calling you back. I've got nothing. It's about 20 after 10. Laying in bed here. I'll be up for a little bit longer. And, yeah. So, if I don't talk to you tonight, then so you can email me when you get home. I'll check it first thing in the morning. I'm singing Pink Floyd to you right now.
Only coming through in waves.
That's right. I'm only coming through in waves. Podcast waves. Radio waves. Just calling because I'm driving. And that is fun. No, it's not. I don't like driving. But I was just calling to see what you're up to. Wednesdays are fun days. No, they're not. I don't even know what I'm saying. But anyway, I love you. Call me.
I'm just your fleeting lips.
I'm singing to you, dude. What do you think about that? Why aren't you talking to me? I'm trying to leave you a nice message here. Oh, I guess I'm leaving you a message. That's why you're not talking.
Na 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 na. Na 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 na.
Do you like what I sing? It's cool. Got nothing. I was very sick yesterday with the stomach flu that apparently I caught from Jenny. I was puking all day yesterday. But I'm feeling a lot better now. Where are you? I miss you. Oh my.
Oh no.
Awesome. Yeah, I got nothing. Here comes the chorus.
I have become comfortably numb.
Got a little harmony on that. Did you like that? A little harmony action. Yeah! And that's all I got. I love you, dude. I mean, I have love for you, so call me. Yeah.
End of messages.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Do you like the theme throughout?
The nice use of the Floyd theme to really color that piece.
That very came from like a 3-minute message from you.
Very nice. Very nice.
God.
I don't know why. I just don't know.
You
I
seriously
don't know.
Have problems, dude.
I don't know.
Either what? That or you love me that much.
I don't remember ever singing to you in a message. I don't remember doing the Floyd thing.
Well, do you sing to everybody you know?
I don't
know. Am I not special?
Trust me. You are a special
Thank
individual
you.
In my life. No, you know, I honestly think I might call you more than I call Jenny. I really do. And I don't know what is my problem, but I got nothing, dude.
I think I need to talk to Jenny about this.
I think.
And that's the thing. You never have anything. I got nothing, dude. I got nothing.
All right, let's move off that piece. I am such a moron. And this next bit of audio, again, this really isn't going to help my case any, but I was out in Washington, D.C., as we said earlier in the show, and watching the Super Bowl. I was a transplanted Chicagoan with DJ Goldie G, G-Money Dave Goldman, who did the Outside the Loop radio theme song. He composed that. We were out in Washington, D.C., and the following is the audio of our exploits and excursions in our nation's capital. Here I am, Mike Steven. I've made it to Washington, D.C., and I have brought some recording equipment with me here in the nation's capital. And with me out here is Dave Goldman, also known as DJ Jazzy G, man, right?
How y'all doing?
I don't know.
G-Man.
The G-Man.
What is that?
You did the the theme song for Outside the Loop.
Yes, I did.
That's
actually.
You. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, I feel very fortunate that I can be played every week. I actually made it on how many episodes now?
Including this one, I believe this is 20.
Wow, that's great.
So 20 episodes of Outside the Loop. And you get a royalty check.
I do? Well, why is there a skip in my music, though, actually?
We have a faulty CD player.
Okay.
And that's our fault. So
I can make you a fresh new track.
What's that?
I can make you a fresh new track if you want.
Anyway, we're out here, and we are going to bum around Washington, D.C. Probably nowhere interesting. I don't even think we're going, to the typical White House, Capitol. I don't think we're doing any of that. It's, outside the loop of Washington, D.C., so none of the tourist stuff.
Yeah.
It's completely the seedy underbelly of Washington. That helicopter is really doing some cool stuff.
It is?
Look at that loop turn.
Here we are at the Renaissance Hotel. Dave, DJ Goldie G.
Hola, señores.
He's here. I'm here with our friends Mauricio and Mike. Mauricio, what's your thoughts?
I really like the way that they handle the frisbee when they throw it across the field.
You've been had.
I think Manning's going to have problems in the water.
David I. Goldman, DJ Jazzy G.
I just hope Bears win. I mean, I got no strategy or anything like that, but I just hope we win, and I hope we find a place to watch the Bears game.
That would be nice.
Yeah. I got nothing obnoxious to say or anything like that.
I think Guinea's going to win. I'm sorry.
Can you explain where Mauricio's from?
Denver.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's right. Mauricio's not from Chicago.
I don't know that much of anything.
That's what we're doing. We're at the Renaissance. Check it in, check it out.
The Renaissance. Who would win in a fight? A hurricane named Ditka? Or Ditka?
I like that. I'm going to say Ditka. The Bears.
Bowl of sausage.
Are we talking full-size Ditka or mini Ditka?
Mini Ditkas, but 12 of them.
I like that.
He's off.
Go, 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 go. Good luck, my friend. Godspeed.
Excuse me, guys. I'm doing an audio recording here for the Super Bowl. I'm a Bears. I'm from Chicago, and I just want to get your opinions on the Super Bowl. Do you think the Bears are going to win?
I don't even like football.
You don't like football? No. Where are you from?
Philadelphia.
Oh, sorry about the Eagles. I'm sorry. Are you from Philadelphia as well?
Yes.
It's the Bears and the Colts. I don't know if you know that. It's the Bears.
That's
and the
right.
Colts.
We do That's know right. that. Yeah, go Chicago.
Chicago. Bears?
Yes.
Bears.
Okay. No Bears.
Score?
We're not
7-9.
You probably should go to that team.
6-4. No? Okay.
No. 27-14. We'll just throw it
27-14.
Yeah.
That'll work.
That'll work.
Thank you very much.
Right,
sorry to bother you.
It's okay.
27-14, they said.
Yeah? 27-14 Bears.
You got to get out there.
I'm going right now.
Just keep the gamut.
Guys, hi, I'm from Chicago. I'm just doing a quick audio recording for the Super Bowl. You guys know the Bears are in the Super Bowl, Chicago Bears.
Yeah, yeah.
You're probably not from Chicago. You're the Colts fans.
No, we're not.
That's fine.
I'm from Cleveland, so.
You're bipartisan. Do you have any thoughts, Bears, Colts? You think the Colts are going to win?
She wants the Browns to win.
Browns are, they have a tough time this year.
They're still a bad team.
Okay, well, I mean, a girl can dream. That's fine. Do you have any thoughts?
Hey, Manning, Colts.
You think the Colts are here? Where are you guys from?
Ohio.
So you're all Browns fans. Or Bengals.
No, not
Bengals.
All.
Bengals?
Bengals.
Bengals? Browns?
Browns.
Browns?
Browns.
Oh, he's selling out.
I'm selling out.
I thought he thinks
you're a Brett Favre, man. I'm a Green Bay Packers.
You're a Packers fan? I'm going to fight you. No, it's okay. I'm not going to fight you. Well, thanks for taking the time. Enjoy your drinks. Okay. Mikey and Goldie checking in.
Yo.
Goldie's here.
Hi there.
We're walking down K Street. There are a bunch of Washington police.
I mean, there's 15 cops or something, right? They're everywhere.
There's an ambulance. Someone's getting loaded into the ambulance. That's not good. Is there a car accident here?
We see the person on the stretcher at this point.
There is a stretcher.
They look like they're
being
alive.
Loaded into the ambulance. That guy does not look good at all.
He's alive though.
Goldie, tonight was interesting.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting.
We got some predictions about the Super Bowl. Tomorrow's the big day. Oh, watch out, Goldie. Dave almost stepped in someone's blood.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, dude.
I jumped over that shit like pitfall, bro.
There's someone's insides splattered on the street of Washington, D.C., and Dave almost stepped
someone's
in that.
Insides?
All right, here we are. Super Bowl night, Sunday night.
It's a cold night.
It is very cold. DJ G, Jeff, Jeff Goldman's here.
It's a little disturbing
here. Outside. It's a little cold outside.
People are wearing cold shirts, too. It's kind of offensive.
Not good. We've got, Dave's got his Bears hat on.
We got full Bears garb on.
His Bears long sleeve
like,
t-shirt.
If the Bears lose, we're going to look ridiculous out here.
Yeah, we're screwed. I've got my jersey and my scarf. Yeah, if the Bears lose, we can't go out after this.
Yeah, we got to go to our hotel and change for sure. So where are we headed, brah?
We're going to the Billy Goat Tavern, Washington, D.C.
Yeah!
They opened up a Billy Goat here not too long ago, and we're trying to find it.
We're actually trying to watch the game in a perfect place that's going to bring the Bears luck, really.
Yeah, we had to change our mojo from the Marriott Hotel.
Yeah, Marriott wasn't working for us, and it seemed like there was more and more Colts fans the more we watched the game. So,
Where's the Billy? He said the next block.
Okay, this is the next block.
This is the next block.
Billy Goat Tavern and Grill.
Oh, my God. Going in. It's cold. Yeah! Yes!
I want to give me a beer.
Okay, we made it. Billy Goat, Washington. Playing Sweet Home Chicago in here. Yeah! Chicago! It's good times. We got word that they kicked out some Colts fans.
Like, literally kicked them out by like...
What's that? I think we're good for like 5 minutes. We're good for now.
We're good for like 5 minutes. Or...
What kind of beer is this?
We're drinking Billy Goat Lager.
Have you ever had Billy Goat Lager?
At the Billy Goat in Chicago.
Good, right? All right, it's still third quarter. This is Goldie. I think there's like 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Doesn't look good. And now Mike Stevens' view is blocked. So he's not happy. I think he's going to confront the guy because he's got a Grossman shirt on. You got anything to say, brother?
Yeah. Rexy's not sexy right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a precarious position that we're in.
If they wouldn't have started the game like they started the game, maybe we wouldn't be as disappointed.
And like it's weird. It's like the first play of the game was the best play, and then every play since then has been worse.
Yeah. It's fourth quarter.
Come on!
Bears are losing 22-17. We have 14:54 left, and so it's time to make things happen here for the Bears. I'm going to try to talk to Mike Stevens, but he doesn't feel much like talking right.
What? Whoa, hi. Hello. Check. Yeah, we got to step some action up here. We're at the Goat, but I wish I was in Chicago right now watching the Super Bowl with Chicagoans. Goalie's okay, though. Goalie's all right, though. I like goalie.
Yeah, everything else is not good here. Can you drink these two beers in, like, the next minute and a half?
What time is it, Mike?
I'm Czech. It's 1:52 a.m.
It's 8 minus 2 a.m. We've got Dave and Jen from Denver, Mike from Denver, Mike from Chicago, Mauricio from Denver.
Well, I mean, it's a tough call.
I was confused. Don't touch me, please.
I'm sorry.
You're still touching. It's kind of uncomfortable.
Sorry. Mauricio, I mean, if I never see you again, it's going to be a tragedy for me.
Pretend I died. What would you say in my funeral?
But really, when I think of Mauricio, I think of one thing, and that is really interesting facial hair. He's a beautiful man.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay.
That's what I want you...
A closing thought on the night. The Bears have unfortunately lost. Not good. We're at a bar right now.
Okay.
Goldie just chugged. Did you just chug that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
What? Now he's trying to show off.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
He's a beast master. Dave, DJ Jazzy G is chugging a beer.
I didn't
really finish it. Oh. All right, you guys ready?
Impressive.
To what?
To find a cab driver asshole.
Yes. Fine.
Unless Dave and Mike have a big suite.
As you said, not helping your case at all. What is wrong with you, dude?
It was really one hell of an experience. But a lot of good people out there, and it was an interesting time. But alas, the Bears lost. I'm sad, but we'll look forward to next year. And next week we look forward to here on Outside the Loop Radio, Chicago's almost above ground audio magazine. This has been show number 20. Next week is show number 21.
Look at you with the numbers.
I can add.
Good job.
Again, that was you. You're the producer. You're helping me through with the abacus. Thank
That's
you for
right.
that. Next week we'll do our special Valentine's Day segment.
Oh, God.
That'll be very interesting. And a bunch of other stuff. So be sure to check back to OutsideTheLoopRadio.com every Thursday, because that's when we come out with a new edition of the show. I'm Mike Steven.
And I'm Andy Herman.
And people want more information on the program, pitch show ideas, whatever. How can they do that?
Please drop us a line, info@OutsideTheLoopRadio.com.
That is where you could reach us, how you could do it. Copyright 2007.
Albert James Productions.
And we have been podcasting from O'Hare International Airport in our soundproof booth. Here at the United Terminal, my friend.
Let's go home. I think security was eyeing us.
Yeah, we better go.